Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
This town needs an enema.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Another episode of The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, and we are here with our holiday edition of Cinema Enemas. I believe that means it has like a peppermint flavor to it. I don't know if enemas have flavors. I haven't gotten one recently. It's been a while. Probably I was 14 last time I got one.
I was gonna say I've only gotten them in bands.
Yeah, you gotta clear stuff out, you know, before puberty.
And it's usually just some man blowing water into it with a straw.
Yeah, that's the old school way. Yeah. The old school bidet.
Yes.
But now I got the new one. You just hook up to the toilet at home. You're good to go.
What if you put one of those like bleach tablets in the top tank?
And then
he's blowing bleach water right up into that
asshole. Homemade bleached
asshole.
That's the way to do it.
Then you have the cleanest of assholes.
That's the best way. And it burns, but in a good way.
Dude, especially after the holidays, man, with all the garbage food you eat.
Yeah.
You need like a good blowout, sure. Clean out.
You got to do, well, that's why you get the bidet, which is an awesome attachment. You fucking shave the butthole hair, clean as a whistle down there all the time. Good to go.
It's the best way. That's a good way to live.
Because toilet paper, you're not doing anything. You're just smushing shit around.
Yeah.
Especially you got a hairy butthole. You're just mushing it into fur. It's just disgusting.
Kind of like a wild dog.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't abide that. So I shave the butthole because I'm a gentleman. And I get the bidet because I'm a clean
You
gentleman.
Hear that, ladies? If you toss salad, Smitty's got the cleanest of buttholes.
Good to go. It'll be like licking a baby's butthole.
Yeah.
Although it's hard, it is, I will say it is difficult to get the razor in there. I am not a flexible man.
You know what? We need Manscaped to sponsor this show so then they can give us some free shit.
There's a barbershop somewhere around here in LA
they shave assholes?
I'm pretty sure. I'm just waiting. I'm going to get laser hair removal on the crotchal area because I'm tired of, it's very difficult to shave balls.
Yeah,
it's a lumpy terrain. It's not, you never do a good job. You think you got them all, but you didn't. As soon as you get out of the shower, you're like, ah, fuck, there's still more.
Yeah,
it's never good. I just want to be done with it forever. I'm done with it. I want them smooth as eggs.
I get scared that the lasers are that close to my penis, though.
It happens. I mean, who hasn't had a laser around their dick from time to time?
That's true. Can't argue with that.
Anybody who has put their dick in the line of fire as many times as I have had some fucking snipers pointing at their wiener.
Makes sense.
It happens. It also, it can't be any worse than they do with the laser in your eyeball. Put it on my testicles, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good. I don't know how that has to do with fucking Jingle All the Way.
Because it's your jingle bells.
Yeah.
Your jingle balls.
I will jingle them all the way. But our Cinema Enema Holiday Edition is Jingle All the Way, the
1996 holiday classic.
That's what I was hesitating on, was the classic part. I don't know if you can call it a classic.
It's not a classic, but it was funny.
But it's a good movie.
Featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Phil Hartman, Sinbad, Rita Wilson.
Half of that is comedy legends.
What's funny is the cast actually is
solid.
It's actually a really good cast. So let's see. So this movie did come back out in 1996. IMDb gave it a 5.6.
That's low.
No, it's funny. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 15.
What?
Those See, I feel assholes. That's too low. Because it's not a good movie, but it's not. It's a kid movie. It's not. You know, you're not watching fucking Casablanca or.
But it's entertaining enough. It's better than fucking. I've been going through our old episodes, putting.
Better than fucking Twilight. Twilight's still the worst movie.
I was re-listening to our Batman Returns episode, and you said they gave him a 7. It's fucking better than Batman Returns.
Yeah. Well, just because Batman Returns gets a high score because it's Batman.
I guess. Keaton is the only reason, I think. but this is better than that.
Let's go back to the year 1996. Dolly the Sheep was successfully cloned.
Yeah. That was fucking creepy. I remember that. I was scared.
I was actually, because I didn't quite understand the concept of what a clone was. And
you never watched any sci-fi as a kid?
No, not really. Mostly Space Jam and cartoons.
You mean I was the only 10-year-old that was watching fucking, like, all those... What was that Arnold one where he had a clone? Fucking, God damn it. Colin Farrell just redid it.
The Running Man?
No.
What movie?
I don't know. Moving on.
Okay. Red Bull Energy Drink released its debut.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'd have thought they were around longer than that.
I didn't know they'd been out that long.
I'd have thought longer, because I mean, I can't remember a time without Red Bull.
Jim Carrey was the first actor to ever make $20+ million in a movie doing Cable Guy.
Fucking Cable Guy is great, dude. That is my favorite Jim Carrey movie.
It's fantastic.
It's people shit on it.
I don't know why they do. That movie's fucking awesome.
It's because it's dark and it's not goofy Ace Ventura, Jim Carrey.
We should Cinema Enema that one just because I'd like to watch it.
I watch it. I watch it at least once a year. It's fucking great.
Let's see. Febreze Fabric Cleaner debuted in 1996.
It's a solid invention. This is a good year for inventing things. Red Bull and Febreze.
Yeah.
They probably came out at the same time because sometimes you get Red Bull bubble guts. You got to Febreze your pants.
The Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, was captured in 1996 after a 17-year gap of him being free. He was actually turned in by his brother because his brother...
Asshole.
Well, his brother recognized... Dude, the Unabomber killed a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's still your brother.
Yeah, but his brother recognized the handwriting on a letter and the wording of it and said, that sounds a lot like my brother.
Makes sense. You can always tell like from somebody's text, you're like, this is this fucker.
Yep. Let's see. Tupac was killed in Vegas.
No, he wasn't. He faked his death in Vegas.
That's true. He's not dead. He's in Cuba.
I saw him fucking like a year or two ago at the fucking Foot Locker here in Northridge selling shoes. He wasn't even buying them. He was working there.
Let's see. The number one toy in 1996 was Tickle Me Elmo.
Ooh, I was going to guess Furby, but yeah, that's a good one.
No, Furby was like 99.
Was it?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. They're both terrifying. I don't like either
of them. But Tickle Me Elmo, what's funny is Jingle All the Way is loosely based on Tickle Me Elmo because Tickle Me Elmos could not be found in stores.
That, there was a scene in here that I legit wrote down. This is exactly what happened with Tickle Me Elmos.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking, people were murdering other people for goddamn Tickle My Buttholes.
So top songs of 1996, Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey.
She was so hot back then.
She was.
Insanely hot.
Dude, I remember the first time I saw Mariah Carey, I was just like, who is this goddess?
Was it that fucking fantasy song?
Something like
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ, she was hot.
The Macarena by the Bayside Boys.
Yeah. Fucking, I that's one of the few dances
I still remember
I can
that
do.
Dance, yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
No Diggity by Blackstreet.
Yes. That was the greatest video ever. It had fucking Lil Penny in it.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. That's a good song.
And the number one song in 1996 was Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton.
God damn, that's going to be stuck in the...
That's a great song,
That's
going to
be stuck in my head. And as soon as you said the first syllable of Unbreak, and now it's stuck.
Fuck, no.
Unbreak I'm not even going to start singing it. God damn you, it's going to be stuck in my head all goddamn week.
Say you love me again.
It's just that over and over.
Let's see, your champions of the famous sports, New York Yankees.
Assholes.
Dallas Cowboys.
Assholes.
Chicago Bulls.
Assholes.
The Colorado Avalanche.
Assholes.
And the Florida Gators.
Asshole. God damn it.
Yeah.
This is the year of athletic assholes.
Yep.
Fucking cunts. All of them.
Grossing movies. I only did the top five because this one was not in the top 10, surprisingly.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by that.
Number one movie of 1996, Independence Day at $306
million. Fuck yeah, welcome to Earth, bitch.
I love that movie.
It's so stupid.
It's a good movie.
Watch it.
It's
no,
dumb.
It's not.
No,
it's
dumb,
not.
But it was fun.
It was great at the time. Watch it again. It's a giant sack of shit.
Oh, maybe we'll do Independence Day.
Yeah, that should be our 4th of July episode, is watching that.
We should. That's not a bad idea. Put that in the... We'll earmark that one.
Yeah.
Number two, Twister made $241 million.
Another one great at the time, but it's a gigantic sack.
I tried watching it not that long ago.
Terrible.
Like, this movie sucks.
Terrible. The only good thing about it is there's flying cows.
Yes. Number three, Mission Impossible with $180 million.
That was dope.
That was a cool movie.
The original one was dope. The second one was better, but the original one was fucking dope.
MI3 is awful.
Yeah. No, the first two are good.
Yeah. Number four, another Tom Cruise movie, Jerry Maguire at 153.
Sack of shit.
That movie's not that good.
It's not. I mean, it's also a romance thing, so
yeah,
I don't like it.
Like they did the You Had Me at Hello.
Yeah.
The Show Me the Money.
It's the fucking, I think it's a Patton Oswalt bit. He's talking about the year it came out, him and his brother got hammered at Christmas. And they went to this Hollywood fucking rundown theater. They watch it, and he's like, they're watching it, and it's decent enough. He's enjoying it, but he doesn't realize that right next to him, his brother's just fuming because he fucking hates this movie. And when it gets to, You Had Me at Hello, he just goes, fuck you! He's like, it's the funniest movie I've ever seen in my life to this day.
Well, it's funny is now Cuba Gooding Jr. is just groping women in public.
Is he? Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's getting in trouble.
Now he's turning into OJ now.
Yep. And the number five movie of 1996, Ransom at $136 million.
I remember that being a thing. I don't think I ever seen it, but I mean,
I never watched that movie, but it's a Mel Brooks movie.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson.
It's not good, so it's not Mel Brooks.
If it was funny, it'd be a lot funnier if it was a Mel Brooks movie.
I would have watched it if it was a Mel Brooks
movie. Dude, Mel Brooks, talking about comedy legend, that guy's a fucking...
Goddamn right. I think I want to watch Spaceballs again.
Blazing Saddles is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think Spaceballs on Hulu. Maybe I'll watch it at some point this weekend.
Let's see. So Jingle All the Way came in at 22. So the 20...
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, the 21st... movie, so beating Jingle All the Way was Beavis and Butthead Do America at $63 million.
That is a great goddamn movie.
That was a funny TV show.
Yeah, I could just watch the parts where they're sitting there just shitting on music videos. Mm-hmm. I don't need the rest of the fucking thing. I don't need your first generation King of the Hill.
I think it's funny that I think it's funny that Beavis and Butthead created King of the Hill.
Yeah, I don't need King of the Hill version 1.0.
Dude, King of the Hill went on for like 10 years.
Yeah, that's one I never got into. I didn't care.
It had funny moments. But
yeah, but
overall,
I'm not watching it.
Like,
yeah.
Simpsons, Family Guy, Futurama, South Park. Like, those are the animated shows that I,
And more power to them. I mean, anything. It's Mike Judge. Mike Judge is good.
Yeah, no, he's hilarious.
So I can't complain about it.
Let's see. Jingle All the Way in at 22, that made $60.57 million.
That's a lot of money in 90s monies.
And then barely beating it. 23 was Cable Guy at $60.24 million.
Cable Guy needs to be number one, and that was such a good goddamn movie.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. So, I don't have a lot of interesting facts about Jingle All the Way.
Because there's not a lot of
interesting facts about it. The budget of it was $60 million.
Is that a lot?
Yes. Well, no, not really, but for the time it was. But 20 of it went to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A third of it is just him?
Just
you
his salary.
Cocksucker. He gets so much money for doing. Wasn't T2? He made like $70,000 per word,
something like that.
Shit
yeah,
because like
he made like I think he was made like $10 million for that movie, and he's barely in the movie.
Yeah, he says nothing. He does nothing.
So it had a budget of 60. Domestically, it made 60.57, so it barely covered the cost. And then worldwide, it made 129. So So it made $60 million total. So
it
wasn't
foreigners
complete...
are easily entertained.
Yeah. Well, and plus it had Arnold.
Yeah, he's gonna sell anything.
Let's see. In March 2001, a gentleman named Brian Webster, he was a high school professor in Detroit, sued because he actually wrote this movie in 1994. And so he sued the studios for $19 million.
Well, they jacked it from him?
Yeah. He submitted it to the studios and he heard nothing back from it. And then in 1996, they made this movie.
Well, you got to copyright your shit, buddy. That's all on you.
Yep. So he sued. He won $19 million, but then the court overturned it to just give him $1.5 million. Because,
lucky you got that.
Well, because he submitted his paperwork after the movie came out.
Yeah.
So they're like, so you see the success that it had, and now you want the money.
You could be completely full of shit. Mm-hmm. Do you have any proof that, you got to copyright your shit, homeboy?
So, let's see. The red suit for Turbo Man was modeled after The Flash.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's The Flash with a jetpack.
And the bad guy was based off of the aliens from Mars Attacks, I think, is what they fucking look like.
Basically. originally, Howard Langston, which was played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, the part was written for Tim Allen.
That would have been better, I think.
I think it would have been more fitting if it was Tim Allen instead of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, although he does fit in the Turbo Man suit a little bit better.
Yeah, but in terms of like the aloof business dad, I think Tim Allen is more believable than Arnold.
It's basically the same character as Santa Claus, almost.
And then the last interesting fact that I have about this movie, so Jake Lloyd, who plays Jamie the son, he also played young Anakin in the first Star Wars movie.
It is him, huh?
But he... retired from acting in 2001, which is just a couple years after this.
Because he keeps making shit movies?
Well, because he was getting bullied at school.
For making shit movies?
Well, I mean, Phantom Menace wasn't his fault.
It's shit movie, though.
True. And then in June 17th, 2015, Jake Lloyd was arrested in South Carolina under a fake name.
Because he doesn't want to be associated with shit movies.
Basically. He was arrested for reckless driving, driving without a license, and resisting arrest because he failed to stop at a red light and then went on a high-speed chase with the police.
That could be anybody in South Carolina.
That's true.
he was just had moonshine in the back. He was he thought he was playing Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Let's see. So then Jake was then arrested or sent to a mental facility for schizophrenia.
Champion.
Yeah. And in March of 2015, he assaulted his mother in her house. And then, because he was off his medications.
He went to the dark side.
So then in April of 2016.
Started killing younglings.
After being in jail for 10 months, he was then sent over to Colleton County Detention Center. And he's been transferred to a jail since to a psychiatric facility. And he's being treated for schizophrenia. And he's still currently locked up.
Nice. I want to go visit him.
He is.
I want to break in there like Ace Ventura in a tutu.
He's only 30 years old.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he's only 5'5".
He's an angry little man.
Just an angry little man.
Oh, yeah. He would have definitely killed some younglings if they'd have let him.
Well, he grew up to kill all the younglings.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He'd have done it for real.
So, all right, let's get into the movie.
Whew. Yeah.
So the movie starts off with the. This movie felt like a very long commercial for Turbo Man dolls.
More or less is. But the opening of this movie was terrifying. I don't know who... They opened up with a shot on this kid who has way too many goddamn freckles. He's not in the rest of the movie, thank God. But his entire face is skin cancer. I don't understand why.
Oh, actually...
It's terrifying.
Side note, part of the reason why this movie is also really bad, it was written and filmed in like 4 months because they were releasing...
That's how much effort they put in.
Actually releasing the Turbo Man action figure doll, and they wanted the movie out before Christmas so they could sell the doll.
Makes sense.
So that's why I said it's essentially a long commercial.
Yeah, it basically is.
So it starts off with the Turbo Man TV show. Then they go into the explanation of Dad missing everything, and the mom says, you know, Dad works really hard. But it turns out he's actually at a holiday party. But even at the holiday party, he's such a hardworking man, he's calling all his clients.
Yeah, it wasn't... The holiday party from Die Hard was better. There was Coke there and stuff. This had none of that.
It was just like people eating and dancing.
He was gay.
He was on the phone, "You're my number one customer."
Everybody.
"You're my number one customer."
And then he actually says it to his wife, and he has to like backpedal it. Mm-hmm. But that's the most authentic. She's definitely his number one customer.
Yeah.
Consuming that dick.
And then the hot secretary has the file folders like, "Hey, you know, Jamie's karate class is in 20 minutes and then he's like, "I'll be right there." And she's like, "You said that 20 minutes ago."
Yeah. And then
of course he's gonna be late.
I hate when they do this shit and he shows up late to the fucking thing. He walks in, it's just, they're just mopping up, they're just cleaning up.
That's the thing. It's like, dude, if the event was at
he
like
doesn't
5 o'clock,
notice that there's nobody in the parking lot.
Yeah. The event's at 5 o'clock. You roll up at 8:30.
You think it's still going to be going?
Yeah.
It's a kid's karate thing. A, it's bullshit. It's kid's karate. It's fucking stupid. You don't need... Don't show up. You don't need to go to your kid's karate because you should deter him from doing it. It's stupid. It's very dumb.
Put him in boxing.
Something, not karate.
Well, American karate's a joke. Put him in jiu-jitsu. Exactly. Put him in Muay Thai.
Something.
Krav Maga.
Anything where they're that obsessed with belts, I don't like it. It's very gay.
Except for jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Because, dude, like a brown belt in jiu-jitsu would fuck you up.
Yeah, but not strip mall karate.
No. That's the thing. They teach these things in strip malls.
Stupid.
Like, you know, if you go to an actual, like, Muay Thai gym, it's like...
It's a warehouse somewhere.
It's like a dirty warehouse in an industrial center.
Yeah.
And, like, you see some weird Filipino guy, like, kicking telephone poles and stuff.
There's always, like, just some old Asian man with a Mogwai just meditating in a corner.
That's how you know it's legit.
Yeah.
So... James' karate class is going. Phil Hartman is apparently banging all the lonely housewives.
He's just getting pussy thrown at him left and fucking right.
Like, "Thanks for fixing that screen door." And he's like, "I think I have the proper tool."
Goddamn right. It. And he's just like, "Ugh." He's like, "I don't want all this pussy."
He's like, "God, I fuck so many chicks. I don't want to fuck Liz because she's dating a husband, or her husband's hotter than me, but..."
And she's not that attractive.
No,
she's
dude.
Very mediocre.
Yeah, Rita Wilson, like, she's not ugly. She's your standard 90s movie TV mom.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
She looks like the Patricia chick from Home Improvement.
Kind of. She is Tom Hanks. She's not insanely gorgeous, but that makes sense. Like, it fits. Very middle of the road looking.
Like, no, like, she's not ugly. Like, you're not going to go like, "Oh, God, who's that fucking troll?" But you're not like, "Oh, my God." Like,
not a chance. Phil Hartman had so much hotter MILF pussy thrown at him in this movie.
Yeah.
He should have went for. Fucking idiot. That's why you're dead.
So Howard ends up getting... He misses the karate class because he was driving on the shoulder going like, "Oh, I'm going to make it to the karate class."
Yeah, and he gets pulled over. Just run from the cops at this point. Just fucking keep going. You're already... You're in for a dollar, in for a dime, in for a dollar. Just fucking go, dude. Yeah. Just fucking go. OJ it to karate and then have a little swarm of ninjas help you.
So then, so Howard pulls up to his own house and he, Ted's putting up Christmas lights on the outside of the house.
Yeah, fuck you, Ted. This entire movie should be fuck you, Ted.
You know what? I love Phil Hartman, but man, I'd punch that Ted guy right
fuck
in the face.
Fuck this character. Yeah.
He's like, it's only 4 days till Christmas and you didn't have your Christmas lights up yet.
Yeah, fuck you. Maybe I didn't want lights, maybe because my kid is having seizures.
You see me? I'm like a Nazi Hitler guy. You think I care about Christmas? You think I'm going to celebrate a day about Jesus, the king of the Jews?
Yeah, my kid's epileptic. He's going to go and fucking have seizures because of all these lights on the roof, you cunt.
So then Jamie's obviously mad at Howard because he's like, you always miss everything. You never come to my classes.
This is the most unrealistic dad moment of the entire movie. And granted, the whole premise is fucking stupid, but... Bitch, I had work. How about you shut the fuck up? You enjoy this roof?
Hey, you see this nice house we live in?
My dad never apologized for working. What the fuck? You ungrateful cunt of a kid.
My dad worked a lot as a kid, and he missed a lot of things, too. But, hey, we had a nice house. Fucking happens. We had a car. There was food in the fridge.
Exactly, yeah. Well, we were never homeless. So shut the fuck up, kid. You got a bitchin' house in the suburbs. Shut the fuck up, kid. And then, not only that, he's bitching in this room that is the greatest kids' room
of
all
time.
Dude,
that was a sweet
gigantic
kid's bedroom.
Captain America mural on the wall.
All the posters, all the toys.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, kid. That is any kid's dream of a goddamn room.
He had the sweet bedding with all the sport balls and... No. He had...
all kinds of Marvel characters.
Yeah, he had like Marvel characters all over his bed sheets and...
This whiny cunt of a kid.
And he's like, you always break your promises. You're never here. So then he's like...
Promise to keep you fucking sheltered.
So then Howard goes, Jamie, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
And then he gets super excited, tells him about he wants the Turbo Man doll.
On a dime, this kid turns. He goes from being a whiny little cunt to, I want Turbo Man. Blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and no one likes Booster, apparently.
Nobody wants to fuck. And he's essentially John Candy's character from fucking Spaceballs.
You know what's funny?
He's
though?
A mog.
That Booster toy would be the one that's worth a lot of money in the future.
Because nobody fucking had
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that would be the one that you need to buy.
Fucking Jamie's an idiot.
Yeah. Fucking dumb kid. Now he's locked up at a mental psych facility. You know, this movie probably fucked him up.
There's a lot of things
that
fucked him up.
We'll get into that stuff.
Also, he was like 7 trying to fuck Natalie Portman. And she was like, later, when it's not you.
Yeah, when you become the handsome guy.
Yeah.
When you become, what's his name, Hayden...
Christensen?
Yeah, Hayden Christensen, yeah.
Who can't act for shit, but yeah, that guy.
So anyways... So Howard gets into bed with his wife, and she's like, oh, well, you probably already got that toy weeks ago. He's like, yeah, I fucking got that toy weeks ago. Like, what do you think this is?
Duh.
And then they do the scared dad face, like the, oh, shit, I didn't get the toy yet. So then...
Why don't just Amazon that shit, you idiot? Ugh.
So then in the morning, Howard...
The whole movie is avoided in modern times. It never happens. He's just like, yeah, with Prime, it'll be here tomorrow. What the fuck?
It's already here. Yeah. It's already wrapped in everything.
God damn it. And the gift receipt.
So in the morning, Howard goes outside and Ted has an actual reindeer. And he's like, because you can't put a price on your kid's love.
Yeah, you can.
You found it.
Not get him fucking rabies. How about that? How about not get him assaulted by a deer? They're cunts of fucking animals.
Yeah.
They don't want to be domesticated.
Okay, it's funny. I have a side note here. His name is Howard Langston. They could have given him a more Arnold Schwarzenegger type name.
Yeah, that's for sure. Tim Allen.
Exactly. No, this movie is written for Tim Allen.
Yeah, what's a more Arnold Schwarzenegger name? Just Strudel McStrudelson? Like fucking.
They should have called him Dolph Lundgren.
Borg McStrudel.
So now, Arnold. Heads out to the mall to go try to buy the Turbo Man toy, and that's where we meet Myron, played by Sinbad, who is the
best character in this movie.
Hilarious.
He's the best.
He was fucking hilarious.
He carries the goddamn movie, really. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't give a fuck
about it. You know what's funny? Myron was originally scripted as Joe Pesci.
I could see that too.
But
that'd be fucking dope.
But since Joe Pesci's only 5'3" and Arnold 6'2", they didn't like the height difference between the guys.
What the fuck is it? Have they not seen anything with him? Make it Danny DeVito. It would have been fucking great.
Yeah.
It would have been so awesome.
Oh, that would have been awesome because they did twins and Junior together.
And then fucking Turbo Man. That'd be awesome.
Be the trifecta.
Yeah. You got to have a fucking big little trilogy.
Yeah.
How is that not a thing?
But anyway, so Myron's like upset about the toy, saying that it's all a scam and it's all just the
original conspiracy theorist. Yeah. And he's kind of right. Like, people are still saying the same goddamn conspiracies now. The exact same shit that he was talking about.
So then the mall door opens at like 10 o'clock or whatever, and then chaos ensues. Like,
okay,
it's Black Friday.
Before they open the door, though, like, Of course, because it's Arnold. He powers his way to the front. He's like, open the goddamn door. Open it now. We have to get in there. And they're like,
I need to get this job.
And they're like, no. And then like some little old lady's like, get the fuck. And they push him instantly to the back. You're not pushing Arnold to the back of shit. Like, he's getting in there first.
He was like six-time Mr. Universe.
All he has to do is do that fucking Simpsons thing where he just whirls his arm around. If you get in the way, it's your own fault. And he's destroying everybody there.
Sounds about right. But so then chaos ensues, like it's the goddamn Black Friday.
It's Tickle Me Elmo Fever.
That was a Tickle Me Elmo Fever, which if you go back...
remembers those, it was fucking...
It was madness. It was madness for fucking... So like I said, listeners, you can go back and look up the Tickle Me Elmo craze and just see
how people... That was the first time I ever remember anything like that happening.
Yeah.
It was those, and then Furbies was like a couple years later. It was the same thing.
And Beanie Babies.
Yeah, those were the same. But I don't know if people got stampeded for those the way they did with Tickle My Buttholes.
So then Arnold, he's running around trying to find a Turbo Man doll. Everything says sold out. He finds Chris Parnell, which that was actually Chris Parnell's first movie role ever.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to see him in it. And you're like, oh, it's fucking Jerry.
It's Jerry. Cyril Figgis. But he goes like, and then Chris Parnell's like, this guy's looking for a
idiot.
And they all I don't know why
you turned him into Muttley from fucking Wacky
Racers.
Is that
not how he laughed?
No, not at all.
Yeah, fuck you. You watch that again. He laughed just like that.
He not laugh like Muttley.
The listeners are going to think that we input the audio.
No. The listeners are going to think you just started jerking off for no reason.
Oh, I might. Arnold's an attractive man.
For sure. It's only for Rita Wilson.
But so then... So they start laughing. Arnold gets all pissed off. He's like, hey, motherfucker. And he picks up Chris Parnell and the friend by like their fucking shirts. And he's like, find me a fucking Turbo Man doll.
Grabs him by the back of the head. What are you?
You are one ugly motherfucker. Yeah.
He should, oh my God. They should just input Arnold lines from other movies into just his movies.
Dub it over?
Yeah.
I don't know how every movie he does from now on doesn't at least drop three lines from different old action movies. Also, he's like,
it's not a tumor.
Yeah, constantly.
So Sinbad, so then they say, hey, they have one Turbo Man doll left at a different store. So Sinbad earlier told Arnold, hey, let's team up. Like, let's go after all this stuff. But then he punches fucking Arnold right in the face.
I don't know how you
bag.
Team up. Cause you're not going to split. Like, do I get That's Turbo Man on every other weekend?
Yeah.
How does this work?
We split custody of the toy.
Yeah.
So then. Arnold just, they go to this montage where he's just going to various stores. Everyone's laughing in his face trying to find the stupid doll.
The montage of this is the most annoying fucking part of this whole movie.
Yeah, but that's such an 80s, 90s
thing. It's very 90s because it's swing music.
Yeah.
Because remember that portion in the mid and late 90s where we were all told that we liked swing music?
Yeah, like Brian Setzer Orchestra was a thing.
Did you know anybody who actually liked it? I didn't. But it was fucking everywhere.
Swing music was like our grandparents listened to that.
And everyone was like, it's cool again. And everybody was like, no, it's
because even,
not.
Even like our parents' generation didn't listen to swing music.
Because it's bad. It's not good. But they forced it down our throat like R. Kelly's wiener.
Mm-hmm. So then Arnold decides to call his house. Ted answers their house phone. And he's like, why are you in my house?
Fuck you, Ted. Again.
And then he's like, Liz is in the shower. Do you want me to go get her? He's like, no, you put the cookie down.
And he's in at this close just being like, and she's in the shower, like washing off all the cum out of her hair that I just put there. Like he's being such a cunt.
Well, because he was on the phone. He's like, oh, these cookies.
Yeah.
So good. He's like coming in his pants.
Oh, this fucking cunt. Fuck you, Ted. It's half this movie.
So then Sinbad happens to be at the payphone near Arnold. I have this weird theory, other than the fight at the end of the movie, that Sinbad is a figment of Arnold's imagination.
Kind
of
seems like it, because he's fucking everywhere.
He shows up every time
Arnold... happens to be running around, doing all... He's checking all these stores that would take... they don't account for parking in any of this fucking movie. Because holiday parking takes you 3 hours just to find a spot.
Oh, and dude, like if
he goes to all these stores that they're montaging through, that's 3 days worth of shopping that they go through.
You know how it is, dude. If you go to the
and it's like lunch.
If you try to go to the Valencia Mall at Christmas time, you have to park at like Target or the fucking Chevy dealer and then walk
to go
down.
To the Valencia Mall, you have to park in goddamn Northridge. Like you have to get a shuttle there.
You park at College of the Canyons.
It's stupid.
And then you walk down.
It's beyond
there.
Stupid.
Then all of a sudden there's some announcement that there's been a late delivery of Turbo Man dolls at some store. Arnold and Sinbad get super excited. Arnold runs into his truck and backs up and hits the cop that pulled him over earlier.
He just keeps running. This cop again is there's
so the cop and Sinbad are
this
just
is the smallest gigantic city in the fucking world. He keeps running into the same fucking people constantly.
Mm-hmm. So then they get so Sinbad and Arnold show up at the new toy store, and the toy store manager says, "Hey, we only got a couple, so we're going to do this lottery system with these bouncy balls.
The super bounciest of bouncy balls in the goddamn world of ever."
Dude, I kind of want... If they bounce like that, I kind of want one.
It never loses any inertia or momentum ever.
You know what's funny? When I was a kid, I fucking loved bouncy balls.
Goddamn right. You know how many of those I ate accidentally?
Yeah, you still eat them accidentally?
Well, I mean, not all of them, but sometimes. I mean, you can smell them. You got to test them.
It's true.
You got to test them. How else do you know?
But then the toy store manager being a dickhead goes, on them. But because of supply and demand, these are now going to be 2 times the retail price.
That just makes sense.
It does make sense.
Smart business.
So then everyone starts
fighting. I don't know how Arnold doesn't be like, fuck, who's your daddy and what does he do? I will fucking kill you now. You give me trouble, man.
I don't understand how Arnold just takes his shirt off and flex on everybody and be like, give me trouble, man, now.
Yeah, this is not where he just goes straight to the Mattel offices and be like, you give it to me now. Come on, I have to get out of here.
And so then they all start wrestling for the bouncy balls. Sinbad pepper sprays Arnold in the face to get the bouncy ball.
Which he powers through like a champion because it affects him for maybe 5 seconds.
Because he's Arnold.
Pepper spray affects a mortal man for like but at least
Arnold.
3 hours.
But not Arnold.
Arnold just goes, ah, it's spicy. And then he goes,
he got two. Get him. He got two balls.
He is not Lance Armstrong. He has two balls. He cannot have them.
And then so the crowd tackles Sinbad, and Sinbad starts screaming out Rodney King.
The champion of the world. God, he makes this fucking movie. If it wasn't for him, this movie would be such a piece of shit. I mean, it's not good. But
so then Arnold chases after the bouncy ball that Sinbad drops, and some little girl in a ball pit.
That he wants to molest. And everyone thinks that it's a family movie, and they're like, pedophile!
No, it's funny because they're all calling him pervert. And he's like, I'm not the pervert.
I'm not the pervert. No. As he has a kid's lips in his hand, it's a very pervy thing to do.
That's the thing. He's grabbing this little girl by the face.
Get my balls out of your mouth.
He's like, get that ball out of your mouth.
Give me your balls.
I want to give you this big red ball.
Open your mouth, little girl.
And then,
why are you looking at me weird? I just want this little girl to open her mouth for me.
And then by a pretty sweet cameo, Jim Belushi is playing the shady Santa.
It's not a sweet cameo. Anything with Jim Belushi in it is a shit cameo because it's Jim Belushi.
That's true. Be better if John Belushi.
That'd be fantastic. That'd be great.
So
he died and now we get the shit version.
You get the bad one.
Yeah, now we get the Mr. Pibb of Belushi's.
The RC Cola.
Yeah, Belushi. It's shit. God damn it.
So he sees the shady Santa Claus and he's like, hey man, I got a Turbo Man doll. And then the creepy elf has a Polaroid of him holding today's paper with the Turbo Man doll.
Yeah, it's a rant. They're ranting off fucking Turbo Man.
So he says, hey, you know, we're just trying to spread a little Christmas cheer. So then they hop into Arnold's Suburban and they go over to some granary out in the fucking industrial center.
For fucking ever away. Again, this is another half a day's trip. That they've done before 3 in the afternoon.
Well, it's crazy that all of this happened in one day.
In like a few hours. It's insane.
Yeah.
And
the timing of this movie makes absolutely no sense.
You have to spend all disbelief as far as that's concerned. But he takes Santa and fucking drunk ransom elf out there. How did they get to the mall? Did they take the bus? They didn't have a car?
Maybe they got dropped off by the other Santas.
I don't know how it works.
So they go into the granary, and it's filled with a bunch of weird Santas.
They have
this weird Santa sweatshop.
Yeah, it's very much a sweatshop.
So then Arnold is like, okay, well, where's the Turbo Man doll? I want to see the doll. So they hand him a pre-wrapped doll. He opens it, sells
almost
it for $300.
Almost got away with
he
it.
He shakes, and he's like, me llamo Turbo Man. Es tiempo para... You know, just,
and it's all in fucking.
And he's
it's
like,
all
that's the bilingual one. He's like, it's educational.
It's a good sell. I get it, man. You're trying to.
So then Arnold, for some reason, opens the box, and then the toy falls apart. And he's like, "There's some assembly required with the Turbo Man doll.
Got to make a sale."
Yeah. So then Arnold says, "Hey, you guys are fucking crooks, fucking thieves." And then he gets in this big crazy bar fight.
With the Big
with
Show.
All the Santas. And the Big Show is in it, and Mini-Me.
And Mini-Me. And why is Mini-Me dressed like Santa?
Yeah, shouldn't Mini-Me
He's
be
the
elf?
Only midget in there that's not an elf.
Yeah.
And Arnold punches him into next week. He punches him across a gigantic warehouse. It's cartoon-like and hilarious and
but
great.
Then the original angry elf tases Arnold right in the gooch.
He does. He gets up in there.
He got right in the gooch. Did. And then luckily the police raid it, and then Arnold finds a toy badge and it's like, Detective Langston.
What are the fucking odds? And they just buy it. They're just like, yeah, no, that's no, for they, sure.
Okay. Most cops would be like, I don't recognize you.
Yeah, nobody's like, does anybody know him?
Especially on a big sting operation, they'd be like, we need to know all the people that are involved in this raid.
And I've never seen a badge holder that looks like that at all in my life. Nobody recognizes this.
It's
as
like,
a goddamn...
It's like a piece of cardboard paper.
Oh, we all have Fisher-Price badges now? Is that is that all? Oh, you got that limited edition plastic badge that yeah. we've all been looking for.
But they buy it, so he walks out, and he starts...
So, you need to get your act together. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. He tries to go like Point Break on him. I've been here for 3 years trying to get all these things, and now you come in here, you fucking Johnny Utah. You can't do this.
So then Howard is just driving around town. All of a sudden, his car runs out of gas. So he's like, fuck. He calls his wife.
Because he's been driving for fucking, in the span of 4 hours, he's done a week and a half worth of driving.
But that's why the timing of this movie makes no sense. Because like, how did he, unless he had an empty tank, like a quarter tank when he started the day.
He had a full tank. He's just driving around a suburban. So after an hour, it's
like
gone.
3 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
3 gallons to the mile.
Yeah.
Jamie answers the phone and Arnold's like, hey, can you get your mother for me? And Jamie's like, no, she's next door petting Ted, which he named the reindeer. And he's like, and then he starts just going on and on about the parade and Turbo Man. And he's like, Jamie, shut the fuck up. Get your goddamn mom.
And also, okay, they're going to the parade thing irritates the shit out of me. A, parades shouldn't exist anymore. They suck. They're fucking dumb.
What kid gets excited for a parade?
And B, if you go to a parade, you have to go at like 4 in the morning.
That's
You're
true.
Not just going to roll up at fucking 3 in the afternoon and walk straight to the front like these cunts do in the later in the movie. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking stupid.
So then Jamie goes ape shit on his dad on the phone when he's just like, Jamie, get your mother.
And again,
then
he's like, apologizing for shit he shouldn't have to. You never said, shut the fuck up, kid. How about that? How about you stop being a little cunt?
He's
God
like,
damn it.
He's like, you've been gone all day, dad. We're going to go to the parade. You're going to miss the parade when you promised that you were going to be at the parade. And he's like, dude. Get your fucking mom. I'm in trouble. My car's out of gas. Like, yeah. Jesus
and also,
Christ.
I don't want to go to your shit parade. The only way only parades that look fun are gay parades. They have fun. They have ecstasy and dancing. These toy parades are stupid.
So then Arnold walks into the diner because it's fucking freezing outside. So he wants to go get a cup of coffee. Just happens to run into Myron at that
Who
diner.
Who the fuck else is there?
So they're talking about like how their dads were out. Arnold's talking about how he's a shitty dad, and then Myron says that his dad was shitty, and that's why he became the weird mailman that he is now.
Yeah, because if you have a shit dad, you become a mailman. That's what happens in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows that.
And so then Arnold's like, you know what? I can't. I have to find this toy for my kid.
It's and like he saw the Ghost of Christmas Future, and he's like, no, my son will not be a mailman. I can't have it. I do not abide.
So then all of a sudden they hear a radio commercial saying like, hey, if you can answer
the most convenient of all convenient fucking radio commercials.
Yeah, saying, hey, if you can name all 8 reindeer, we're going to give you a Turbo Man doll.
And which I couldn't name all 8 reindeer.
So then Arnold's like running down the street because his car has no gas. Sinbad.
First, before they, okay, they fucking, him and Sinbad getting a fucking fight to the finish over a fucking phone booth. And he like almost like slamming him
in
the head.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
In the diner. And the fucking the diner guy's just like, dude, it's like around the block. Like,
I'd be like, hey, stop fighting my fucking restaurant. Yeah.
And also, they just bail and they don't say nothing.
Dude, you broke my phone.
And they don't pay the bill. They don't do anything. Granted, they just had coffee. It's probably like $2.
Diner coffee is like a quarter.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
he's probably not that mad about it.
But still.
Actually, some diners, if you get breakfast, coffee's free.
Yeah, but you got to get breakfast first.
That's true.
You got to pay for something.
Yeah.
You can't just bail on whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, but they're just doing illegal shit all day.
All goddamn day.
But then, so they're running to the radio station. I don't know why Sinbad doesn't get into his truck. I don't, like, he's running with Arnold.
Right?
Arnold's cardio is far superior because he's not a normal human.
Yeah, no, he's running manning this shit. And the whole way, Sinbad's just ditching mail. He's
that was hilarious.
Trying to shed weight.
I like when he throws the package at Arnold. Like, fuck
yeah.
You.
Yeah, that's what I would do, for sure.
So then Arnold gets to the radio station, breaks in. The radio station guy calls the police.
Because of course, there's a madman who's speaking German at you.
That's true.
He's going to kill you.
If a large Nazi runs into your office, starts screaming at you, you call the police.
You give me the doll now! you give him the goddamn doll. That's what you fucking do.
So then he's like, oh, I won the doll. I got the names right. And the guy's like, no. You get a coupon, so you'll get a doll eventually.
Yeah, because nobody has these things, you
exactly.
Idiot.
So then, so Arnold's like, what the fuck then? And then Sinbad shows up and he goes, hey, I got a bomb in this box.
Of course he does.
So I'll fucking kill all of you. And then throws it in the air. All of a sudden, Arnold, the bomb, the quote unquote bomb lands on the ground. It's just a toy. Or like a music box.
Yeah.
And he's like, you motherfucker. And then Sinbad's like, ah, I was just kidding. And then the police show up. And then Sinbad goes, back up.
And it's the same goddamn cop again.
Yep. Because they have one cop in this entire city.
It's this one horse fucking town of Chicago or wherever it is.
No, dude, they're supposed to be like Minneapolis, Minnesota, because that was the Mall of America. Yeah, that's a big city. Millions of people, or a million people live there.
The mall is a city in itself.
Yeah.
There's only one mailman and there's only one cop in this entire fucking town.
And so, so Myron goes, hey, back up. This is a fucking bomb. I'll blow up everybody. No, don't come after me. And then he leaves the bomb on the box. Cop goes, dude, I've been in the bomb squad for 10 years. Because
of course you
have.
You've been the only cop in this town for 10 years.
Because he was the only person on the bomb squad. Yeah. Opens up the box. Turns out to be an actual bomb. And Sinbad.
No, it's not an actual bomb. It's a cartoon bomb that only just paints his face black.
Yeah, and then,
and nobody else around even is damaged at all. Nobody dies.
Sinbad's like, fuck, this is a sick world. This is a sick world.
Yeah. Again, he's the best part about this movie.
But it is funny that, because you know what, even if the bomb blows up in that guy's face, everyone else would be fucked up in that office.
Or at least the guy would be dead.
Yeah, well, he'd be dead, and the guys around him would be, like, bleeding out of the ears.
Yeah, the only thing is, he got a little bit of black paint on his face, and, like, the light fixture above him was opened. Yep. Like, the only, this weak-ass bomb did. and not only that, but the explosion shakes the building.
Yeah,
it explodes like Die Hard. Like the whole level, fucking has fire coming out of the sides of it.
Yeah,
and all it is just the guy's face is a little burnt.
So then Howard, you know, walking back to his car, defeated. His car's been robbed. Has no doors, no tires.
Yeah, it's Minneapolis, but by way of fucking South Central. I don't know why his shit's on blocks.
Yeah, but hey, it makes for a good movie. Which is funny though, it doesn't make sense that his car was towed home, meaning it was right rolling on the rear axis, but it had no wheels when his car got robbed.
Yep.
Makes no sense.
None of it makes sense. This whole movie's stupid. The entire premise of it is fucking dumb. If you told me when you walked in, like, hey, I got this idea for a movie, a dad tries to get a toy. Then what happens? That's it.
That's the entire movie.
That's the entire movie. Get the fuck out of my office.
So then Arnold goes home, sees Ted putting the star on the tree, and he's like, he's putting my star on my tree.
Yeah, he should have went commando
in my
on him.
Family.
He should have.
So then he gets mad, and he breaks into Ted's house because he's going to go steal a fucking Turbo
because
Man
fuck doll. You, Ted. That's why.
Yeah. And then he starts, like, he picks up the toy, and he's like, man, what the fuck am I doing? I'm stealing from a fucking kid. So he has a change of heart. And he
goddamn
goes
right you do. I steal kid candy from a baby. I don't give a shit. Fuck you and your fucked up dad. That's what happens.
Yeah. So then
your dad's a cunt. You get robbed.
It's still crazy. This is all in the same day still.
It's not even dark out.
Yeah. Which meant that Arnold started the day at 4:30 in the morning.
When the sun was out at 4:30 in the morning.
That, that's the only way for this to actually make sense.
And even then, you're stretching it.
Yeah. So then,
and not only is it not dark out, but there's still time to get to this fucking parade.
Don't parades start at like 6?
Yeah.
Or 8?
It's insane.
But
it's all.
So anyways, Arnold has a change of heart and he goes to try to put the toy back inside. And then the fucking angry reindeer starts chasing him through the house. House gets totally fucked up. The reindeer starts just fucking up the house.
Because of course he does. It's a wild goddamn animal. Yeah. That's what happens. Why you shouldn't have goddamn reindeer.
That's why you should just have cats and dogs.
And even that's too much sometimes. That's true. A pain in the asshole.
Actually, just have no pets. Just live alone.
Or children.
Yeah, just, much just happier. Live alone. It's quiet.
Much happier.
All the money goes to you.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about a goddamn Turbo Man doll.
So then one of the nativity scene guys' heads falls into the fire and the house is on fire. Arnold kicks the head out the window. And then the wife and Ted just happen to see him inside the house. And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because what the fuck are you doing?
And then
goddamn Germans trying to take over everything.
Yep. And then Liz is like, God damn it, Howard. You fuck everything up. You fucking idiot. And then looks like she wants to leave him. Then Phil Hartman with the best line in the entire movie goes, you can't bench press your way out of this one.
Fuck you, Ted. I hate everything about this guy.
It's true.
Fuck Ted.
So then the reindeer runs towards Arnold, and he's like, not today. And he punches right in his fucking face.
How have you not gotten to this? How are you saving this move until after you destroyed the house? If you have this in your back pocket, you pull that out as soon as this cunt charges you.
Mm-hmm. So then Arnold is sharing beer in the backyard with the reindeer.
I mean, that's awesome. If you're going to be... That's the best way to any fight. By the time you're done, you knock somebody out, you have a beer with them.
Yeah, you're like, hey, man.
That's how we made friends in elementary school.
It's true.
Isn't that how everybody did it?
It's true. So he's like, hey, man, you know, I didn't mean to hit you so hard. You started it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to hit you that hard. You're a fucking 700-pound reindeer.
With fucking swords on the top of its
weapons
head.
Weapons on top of your head. You're trying to stab. Fuck you, reindeer. Now get drunk.
So then Ted and Liz.
How much beer does a reindeer have to drink to get drunk?
Dude, if you're 800 pounds, you're going to drink like 20 beers probably.
I can put away at least a 12-pack and not feel anything. A reindeer is going to outdrink me, I would hope. I mean, I'm an alcoholic for sure, but I would think an 800-pound reindeer could outdo me.
So then Liz and Ted pull up to the Christmas parade with the kids. The kids say, hey, when you go to look for parking, can we go hang out with this other family? Which it was weird because there was no other family when they ran up.
No, they just booked it. They just want to get the fuck out of there because... A, fuck you, Ted. And B, mom, you're the most plain-looking lady I've ever seen in my life. I don't want
to
be around you.
Yeah, then Ted tries to bang her in the car.
And then he gets bukkakied.
He puts his finger inside her butthole, and she freaks out, smacks in the face of the
cantina. It's a weird opening line to have. It's just straight for the butthole.
Well, he was just like, you can't fight your feelings anymore for me, Liz.
Yeah.
You need better. You need a man that loves you.
Fuck you, Ted.
Like, even though your husband is 6'4" and beautiful... You want some of this 5'8" chubby, pasty, white American man.
I mean, who doesn't? It's Phil Hartman. But fuck you, Ted.
That's true.
And also, fuck you,
because he has a sweet voice.
Yeah.
And then Arnold just happens to run into the cop that has coffee. And the same cop that had the bomb blown up on him and the bike.
And then he runs into a bus. He is Daffy Duck in this movie. He's just...
You know what's funny? I understand chasing someone, so you're trying to pay attention to the guy that you're chasing, but you don't notice the bus parked in front of you?
A gigantic bus, which for some reason is offset. It's not parked in line with the other ones.
See, that doesn't make sense either. If all the buses are lined up, why would you be like
cockeyed
like that?
This one wanted fucking 4 foot off the curb for some reason.
Yeah. So he runs into the bus. Arnold ends up into some warehouse, and people start stripping him down naked and dressing him up as Turbo Man.
Yeah, and he's instantly fine with this. He's just like, he tries to put, it's the worst putting up of a fight I've ever seen.
I know, he's just like, don't. Okay, keep doing it.
He doesn't, yeah. He's
like, oh, you touched my penis.
Yeah, it's like getting an over-the-pants hand job. You're like, don't, but also do, but don't, but then do.
But yes, keep doing it. It feels so good. And then all of a sudden he sees Booster and he's all like, hey, I know you, you're Booster. And he's like, God, yeah, who? You're fucking Mary Poppins.
Yeah,
and then cue Yondu. Mary Poppins, y'all.
Right, yeah.
And then he comes out from under this elevator thing, and he's like, holy shit, I'm dressed as Turbo Man, which he didn't seem to notice.
He never looked down while he was getting dressed in this entire...
he didn't see all the people grabbing his dick.
This gigantic red condom they're putting him in, and he never looked down to see what the fuck was going on. The whole time, they just film it in this fucking Doom POV thing, so you don't know what's going on. And the whole time, you're like, I'm pretty sure he's getting dressed up as Turbo Man, right? Like, that's what's happening now? And they try to keep it a secret. You're like, he's for sure Turbo Man, right? Like, that's what's happening? And then, sure enough.
So then the Booster guy tells him, all right, be ready, because the mentor guy is going to be jumping onto the float here soon. And then he's like, and then pretty soon you also need to pick up a kid to get the toy. So then Arnold, all of a sudden, the toy comes out from under the stage, and he picks it up like he just won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah, I fucking did it.
Yeah, the worst dumb luck of all goddamn time. Like, how the fuck, after all this time, you just happen to walk into this giant red condom suit and happen to get the limited edition one.
And then he starts looking around the crowd for a kid to pick, and then he sees his son, and he's like, Jamie!
And the only one, this parade doesn't move, apparently. It's a parade that is stuck in one spot, because... As soon as he comes out as Turbo Man, the kid's like, oh, look, it's fucking Turbo Man. And then like 7 minutes of shit happens. And then he's like, also, okay, I'll pick the kid. Apparently, this parade has not moved at all. Because you would have passed the kid a long goddamn time ago. This parade is stuck in neutral. It doesn't fucking move anywhere.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Sinbad happens to beat up the Dementor guy. Like, see, I don't understand how Sinbad would know.
On top of a roof, no less.
Yeah.
He just finds him, and it's so fucking dumb.
And then knows how to use the grappling hook and the zip line to get to the stage.
And he just happens to be the same size as the fucking actor for the guy.
Now, see, like, the Arnold being the same size as the buff guy for the Turbo Man suit, I can kind of buy, because you're like, well,
it's close enough.
Yeah, like, you need a big guy to fill in the suit. But
he just happens to have the right size head.
Dude,
for that.
Sinbad's like 6'5". He's taller than Arnold. Yeah, so this guy just happens to be fucking tall too.
And same big fucking head for this gigantic Mars Attacks helmet that he has on. It's so fucking stupid.
So then Sinbad punches Booster off the float, and then the kids just start beating the shit out of Booster.
For no reason. Yeah, they jump on him like a goddamn cartoon, and it's just fucking, all you see is just a puff of dust and arms and legs flying, and they're beating the shit out of Booster.
Sinbad's like, no one likes you, Booster.
He's like,
fuck you. Just knocks him off the fucking thing, and it's hilarious to me that the kids then go beat the fuck out of him.
They're so on board with this fuck Booster, this hashtag fuck Booster that's going on in this movie.
And then Sinbad happens to know how to use the fucking jet hand thing to punch Arnold right in the face.
The jet hand is the dumbest fucking thing, because the whole time he's like pointing at him, making all these gestures with the hand. His hand flies the fuck off.
Yeah.
And then it comes back and he's making more hand gestures. His hand came off.
Yeah.
Guys, nobody pays attention to this. He lost a hand for half a second.
Like in the TV show, it makes sense. It's a TV show, but like in a parade, like, how's he controlling that hand?
No, it's his actual hand. They rip it off. There's no explanation for this at all. It's not even like that arm is a little bit longer so you can hide your actual hand. Like, it's fucking so stupid.
So then the putty people from Power Rangers go to attack Turbo
Man. The colorful fucking Power Ranger putties.
Well, it's crazy.
That are dressed like they just got out of Chernobyl for some reason. It's Chernobyl Power Rangers.
Those kids were actually like fucking hitting Arnold, and Arnold's punching these people back. I'm like, isn't supposed to be a choreographed fight? Like,
yeah.
So unless
they... And they give them the most offensively stereotypical midget voices the whole time.
Yeah, they all talk like this. Yeah, me.
They all talk like the fucking robot from Power Rangers for some reason. They're all jumping on like
Alpha.
Yeah. And then, but it is kind of great when fucking Sinbad hops on the float. He obviously doesn't know about any script. So they're like, what's the script? He's like, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Like, that's all he does. Yeah,
I like how the float people are like, can he do that?
Yeah, he's like, fuck you, I can. Fuck you. He's like, he does not give two shits.
So then Sinbad starts chasing Jamie around the float, trying to get the fucking...
Okay, why did Jamie get on the fucking float, first of all? Sorry, backtrack. But he's like, Arnold's like, Jamie, come here. And he's like, okay, stranger who knows my name for no goddamn reason. This isn't creepy at all. And mom's just like, yeah, go abduct my children.
That's true.
Go ahead. Have him spread his butthole for you, apparently, because that's what's going to happen for any stranger who just knows my kid's name and pulls him off the street.
And just happens to be dressed like Turbo
Man. And happened to park a parade in front of us so he didn't pass us by. So fucking stupid.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And then so then Sinbad starts chasing this fucking kid. They climb up to the fucking roof of this building.
At no point.
And how come? Okay, I understand Arnold's fighting the midget people, so he's busy. But his mom didn't go like, hey, what are you doing to my son?
No, but they did. And then the cop was just like, oh, he's a great performer. He just got plucked off the street and abducted, is what just happened. You witnessed a child abduction, and no, this stupid cop that's been in the movie the whole time is fucking just like, oh no, this is fantastic.
But no one thought to, like, I just don't understand how the mom let her kid run to the roof.
All of it is fucking insane.
You're like, wait, I'd be like, dude, stop chasing my kid, you fucking creep.
He doesn't run to his mom.
Yeah. Like, he just runs.
Right.
And then
instinctively runs up a building like goddamn Spider-Man.
And he climbs up a Christmas light tree thing and snaps off, and they're hanging.
This kid would have owned at Guts. Like, he would have eaten the shit out of the aggro crag.
And then Jamie goes, Turbo Man, use your Turbo Rang! And
this kid is giving Turbo Man the fucking instructions on how to do his goddamn job.
Yeah, he's like, Turbo Man, use your Turbo Discs!
And even like,
in your wrist!
The parade announcers is like, don't be shitty, Turbo Man. Like, they're part of the show, and he can hear the broadcast
reason. They're all like, use your jetpack, Turbo Man. Yeah. And then he, like, flies all over Minneapolis.
He suddenly knows how to be the fucking Rocketeer out of goddamn nowhere. And he rocketeers across the city, going, like, Mach 4, runs right into a brick building, and they play it off like he's one of those doorstops.
When normally his neck and spine would have been crushed.
He would have been compressed like goddamn Wile E. Coyote and walk away like a goddamn accordion. It was fucking insane. He's dead. He's a dead man.
Well, then he turned off the jetpack and falls square on his back onto the fucking ground.
Yeah, this is out of a goddamn plane. He Johnny Utah's this shit with no parachute.
So then, so Jamie is falling to his death. Turbo Man throws a boomerang in fucking Sinbad's face, and Sinbad falls to his death.
And
but happens to fall on the cop parade float.
But okay, when a boomerang hits something, it doesn't come back because it hits something.
That's true.
It doesn't keep going after it stops.
Well, just like the Captain America shield, it defies all laws of physics.
Everybody in this movie should have been dead half an hour into it. This is all fucking retarded. The kid should have been dead because he should have got his ass beat by Arnold in the fucking first 15 minutes for being a little cunt. And then Arnold, there's plenty of times he should have died. They should have exploded a building, which should have killed everybody.
It's true.
There's so many times everybody should be dead in this fucking movie.
So then Sinbad gets arrested because it turns out when they're like, oh, he's not part of the show.
Yeah.
And he just almost murdered a kid.
Of course he should have been arrested. He exploded a building. He's a goddamn terrorist.
Yeah, and he almost murdered a kid.
He's the Oklahoma City bomber, essentially.
Yeah. And then...
child abduction.
But he's still holding the toy for some reason.
Yeah.
And he gets arrested. And then... when Jamie falls to his death, Arnold catches him with his jetpack.
Because he is an ace at flying after figuring it out and running into buildings.
In all of 3 minutes.
But now not only does he do that, but when he catches him, okay, the whole time he's flying, he has little hand things to control it.
Mm-hmm.
Catches the kid midair, and now he's turning, not using his hands at all. Not only can he fly this thing, but he can go fucking hands-free.
He's got Bluetooth.
He no hands this bitch. I can't ride a bike with no hands. This cunt is flying a goddamn Rocketeer jetpack. That he's been on for all of 5 minutes that he had to be reminded existed by the goddamn parade announcers five minutes ago. And all of a sudden he's an ace and he can fly with no hands.
Yep. And then Jamie's like, thanks, Turbo Man. He's like, you can always count on me.
Yeah. And then... it's like the big reveal that it's...
I think it's funny that he doesn't recognize his own dad. He's just wearing a helmet.
At any point. It's not even a helmet. It's just he's wearing a yellow visor.
It's a bicycle helmet with a yellow visor on it.
It's half of a football helmet with just the visor on it. And he never looks up and be like, no, shit, that's totally my dad.
He's like, oh, yeah.
I would recognize my dad.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
I'd be like, are you sure you're not my dad? You look just like my dad. My dad's not here.
You smell like my dad's favorite brand of whiskey. Like, I know my dad's smell. You smell like the same cigarettes and whiskey my dad.
When you kissed the nape of my neck, it was just like my dad's.
Right? What the fuck?
So anyways, so they land, and then Jamie's all holding... the cop that's been in the movie, all fucking movie, goes, hey, son, I think this toy belongs to you. Hands it to Jamie. Jamie's like, wow. And then he gets all sad, and they're like... oh, Jamie, what's so wrong? He's like, I just wish my dad was here. And he's like, oh. Well, Jamie, I am. And he takes the helmet off.
They do some, like, play it like it's this big reveal, like it's fucking Mari or something. It's stupid.
And then they're all like, and then even the wife's like, wow, Howard, like looking at that Turbo Man dick.
He's been jacked for his entire life, and you're just now noticing he's buff? What the fuck?
Your husband is 265 pounds with 3% body fat. You don't know that he's yoked?
You didn't realize you married Mr. Universe, you fucking bitch.
It's like,
you know how much time he's put in the gym, and you didn't notice? You get angry because he doesn't notice a haircut. He's Mr. Universe, and you don't notice? You inconsiderate bitch.
See, that's the thing, too. Like, how Jamie gets mad that his dad's never home. Like, okay, he works? Look at that bod. He's putting in hours at the gym.
He does not sleep, this guy.
Yeah. But like,
apparently his traps are so goddamn strong, he can go Mach 4 into bricks and not be fucking murdered.
You know what? If anybody can handle that, it's Arnold.
Yeah, fuck. That's really the only... okay, if it was Tim Allen, I'd be like, he just turned to Jell-O. That's what just happened.
So then Jamie ends up giving the toy back to Myron, just saying like, hey, I don't need this because I have the real Turbo Man at home. But that doesn't make sense because Myron's about to go to jail.
Yeah, they don't, the police don't confiscate it.
So if he goes to jail with it, it's going to be held with his property at the front desk until he gets released.
Which is going to be at least 30 years. This guy
he kidnapped and almost murdered a kid and then beat the fuck out of the real Dementor guy.
Terrorized a radio station.
Blew up a radio station. He's going to jail for the rest of...
federal prison.
Yeah, no, he's not going to jail. He's going to prison.
He's
going
to have to keister this Turbo Man doll for a long time.
And then the movie's over. There's an end credit scene.
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
There's like a minute at like a minute 30 at the end of the movie.
Oh, shit.
I mean, you can pause right now and we can watch it.
No.
But anyways, the end credit scene shows Howard finally putting up the star on the Christmas tree. And then Liz says, you know, Howard, seeing all that you've done today for our kid, it's absolutely wonderful. I'm just wondering, what did you get me for Christmas? And then they do the big scared face. And
oh,
they were hinting at a sequel.
You. Oh, fuck you, you mediocre twat.
I bet you're not even hot. You got nasty teeth.
And you've been trying to get... Well, granted, you didn't, but you haven't noticed that Ted's been trying to fuck you this entire movie.
Yeah.
And that... No, get out of here.
Yeah, she's like, so what did you get for me?
Everything's about you. Everything... I'm Mr. Universe here, and you're shocked.
Yeah, do you see this body?
That's for you.
Yeah.
You can
you're
get,
welcome.
You can get this grade A schnitzel.
Yeah. Shit. You get this steroid dick.
No balls, but veiny dick. That's
what all vascular. So yeah, that's Jingle All the Way.
That is stretching out a nothing plot to fucking the nth degree.
It's when I was a kid, I really liked that movie. I thought it was.
I hate it now.
No, I don't care for it now. It's. I mean, I think a 15% is too low on Rotten Tomatoes, but it's definitely not good.
It's not good at all.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it like a 3, 3.5.
Yeah.
Maybe a 4. I don't know.
I wouldn't go 4. I couldn't. No. It has too much stuff that doesn't make any goddamn sense. Again, it's a cartoon. It was played by real people.
Yeah.
So I can't.
But the fact that they stretch this entire movie, like it's like an hour and a half or hour and 15.
It's too long.
Oh,
this should have been a...
It's a TV episode.
Yeah, a half hour Christmas special at best. It's a Christmas episode of Home Improvement is what it should have fucking been.
But it's absolutely insane that all this takes place in one day.
In like the span of 3 hours, apparently.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any... I can't... I don't like it. It fits in with us doing reviews on terrible movies because it's a piece of shit.
And I'll probably never watch this movie ever again.
Never again. I mean, granted, I wasn't planning on watching it anytime soon anyway.
Yeah, well, we were trying to pick a Christmas movie.
Yeah, but now, again, I'm never going to. I have to get out of here. I cannot do
get
it.
Get to the job.
I just look at this movie of, what the fuck are you? I can't do it. Anyway, that's going to conclude. I got nothing else on this movie.
Yeah, I'm done.
Good. Spent. I'm done with this. Don't be Teds, guys. Don't be cunts.
Yeah. Hey. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Got some stuff coming up. So
new stuff coming up. We're going to take a little bit of time off, but we will have content for you in the meantime before we come back for actual real episodes. But we'll have shit out there for you guys.
Yeah.
Until then, don't be Ted. Don't be cunts.
Thank you for listening to The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.